Back to the earthquake now and efforts here in the U.S. to help. The Jackson Heights neighborhood in Queens is one of New York's largest enclaves of South Asians. Its streets are lined with Pakistani kebab houses and Indian sari shops. The community has always been close-knit, and as Dina Temple Raston reports, it's working together to help victims of the earthquake.
You could be forgiven for feeling transported to South Asia while walking through Jackson Heights. The smell of flame-broiled Pakistani kebabs and Indian curry suffuses the air. The Punjab Music Store blares the latest South Asian fare from speakers on the sidewalk. And Pakistani residents break their Ramadan fast to slip into one of 74th Street's South Asian restaurants for a $7.99 buffet. The talk here is all about Saturday's devastating earthquake in Kashmir.
Tear automatically comes from the eyes, you know, to see this kind of disaster. It's a big, big disaster.
Tassar Hussain has owned Shirin Mahal Restaurant, a Pakistani diner on 74th Street, for 17 years. He sits just an arm's length from a steam table filled with chicken kebabs and flat loaves of bread. His brother-in-law is a Pakistani policeman, working in the rescue effort in Kashmir.
He was helping with the other people, with the police, because he's also in the police. And he said, Hussain, Tassar, you cannot believe it. We are breaking the walls and taking out from the dead bodies and the live people. So many people don't have a leg. No, so many don't have arms, and you know, so injured. So many injured people.
With tens of thousands dead, Pakistani and Indian residents in Jackson Heights have been moved to action. Just 2 days after the tragedy, a local restaurant held an iftar or dinner to raise money. Shiv Das heads the Jackson Heights Merchants Association. He says he's still trying to figure out where to send the hundreds of thousands of dollars donated by the hundreds of diners. Das is from India's Punjab province.
We are working with the Pakistani community, and they are thinking to make a fundraising appeal, and we will join them. We'll support them. We will donate money.
This neighborly solidarity, Indians standing shoulder to shoulder with Pakistani, belies the traditional animosity that has divided the two groups. Both India and Pakistan lay claim to Kashmir, the epicenter of last week's quake. They have fought two wars over the territory. But those tensions have been temporarily suspended. Pakistan said earlier this week that it would accept India's offer of food and medical relief. Shiv Das said that was to be expected.
I was not surprised, because this is the Indian people, Pakistan people, basically they are the same thinking. This is just politics.
Meanwhile, the fundraising efforts around New York are picking up steam. The Queens-based Islamic Circle of North America has set aside $500,000 for earthquake victims. Islamic Relief USA has launched a $10 million appeal for donations. The Pennsylvania-based Association of Pakistani Physicians of North America will send three doctors to the region this weekend. Sunita Kanwar, behind a brightly lit jewelry counter at Krishna Jewelers in Jackson Heights, says the support should not surprise anyone.
If you feel that you feel good in giving, you'll feel good. How would you say, you'll have good karma, you know, without having hope of receiving anything. When it comes to calamities and it comes to disasters and the need for help, we will pool together.
The Jackson Heights Merchants Association, a group of small business owners along 74th Street, immediately raised $5,000 for earthquake victims. It hopes to find an additional $20,000 by the end of the month. For NPR News, I'm Dina Temple Raston.